Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears on WWGH 107.1 FM. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Thank you, man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. Scott Spears coming at you here on a getaway Friday night, August the 12th, 2022. 14 minutes past the hour, 71 degrees and mostly cloudy skies here in Marion. What a beautiful Friday night it is, to be sure. Now, Angie is not here again this Friday night. She had a soccer game again. She will be back with us, I would imagine, next Friday night. But we do have a guest host who has not arrived in the studio as of yet. So as soon as our guest host arrives, we'll have some fun with that person. I do want to thank Phyllis, Shirk, and Larry for delivering the zucchini bread today. What a delicious treat that was. There's nothing like good cooking. I've said it once, I'll say it again. There's nothing like good cooking. And zucchini bread is one of those rare treats that I think everybody looks forward to every season. And I was so glad to see that show up today. And when I took the tin foil off of it, you could just smell that zucchini bread. Boy, did that smell good and taste good. So I thank Phyllis for doing that and Larry for bringing it over to the studio and dropping it off. It was as good as that the Sloppy Joe and pasta salad and that lemon dessert that I got last week. We had a lot of fun today on the radio. Linda joined us for a good portion of the program. We gave away some things to Pizza Hut and Smoothie King today, which people will be able to pick up next week, Wednesday or Thursday between 10 and 12, or next Friday between 8 and 1. So you want a gift today, you'll be able to pick those gifts up next week at the studio. Let's see. Well, it's an interesting Friday. Could not be nicer weather, but it does kind of feel like a fall Friday night. You know, 71 degrees in August. It's beautiful. You can't beat the weather. But it is definitely, it doesn't feel like August out there. It feels like a football Friday night in the fall, which actually football Friday nights will kick off next Friday. People love the football Friday nights, high school football. Nothing like it. It's a whole culture in and of itself. And it's enjoyable to be out there. I've been able to call a few of those games, broadcast a few of those games, and it's a fun event to go out there and do that from time to time. Let's see here. Did we learn anything new this morning? Well, this morning we had a caller call in who, I'm not sure what progress is being made on this, but we had a caller call in because we have been talking about going digital. And this person would rather we keep our signal, which I certainly do understand that. So they have taken it upon themselves to call the FCC and get a phone number and get an address to try to write to keep the station's signal on the air. And, you know, every little bit helps. So we certainly do appreciate that. It just basically came to a point with us where we decided that we were not going to pay thousands of dollars for an attorney. So that's just basically where it is. But who knows? Maybe the FCC will get those letters and phone calls, and who knows what will happen. Phone lines are open, by the way. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Give me a call if there's anything on your mind. 17 minutes past the hour. We have been compiling quite a list of business changes here in town, or just maybe business comings and goings. And it's been interesting what we have compiled. The Chicken Shack, no longer in business. due to the high cost of food, Bath & Body Works. We haven't got this confirmed yet, but there's been talk that it might move from the mall to the Kohl's Plaza when its current contract is up. Burke's coming to Marion out by Kohl's, a Burke's outlet. Sika building a storage facility out on 98 and 309. The old Sears building becoming a temperature-controlled storage. Speedway moving from one side of Barks Road to the other side, tearing down the old location. Certified on Main Street, no longer in business, but apparently the pumps have been taken out and filled in. So the pumps are no longer at the Certified on Main Street. We have the Chill Out Barbecue and Ice Cream Place, which is out on Route 4. Beyond the Moto Mart and what used to be Super Duper Grocery Store, but now it's, what is that out there now? I think it's a plumbing place is what somebody told me, but the Chill Out Barbecue and Ice Cream place is open for business, and where Office Depot and Wolf Brothers was behind the mall is now a storage facility for Hauser Racing. And the Del Taco, as of August the 12th, still is not open. Now, we've heard maybe because of supply problems, but we've also heard it's because they just can't figure out how to get the parking correct there. How are they going to have people park there? How are they going to have employees park there? How are they going to do it? I really don't know. Does anybody have any thoughts on this Del Taco? Because I noticed today, now maybe I just have not been very observant, but I noticed when I passed the Del Taco today that there is a white fence at the back of the Del Taco parking lot. Has anybody noticed that there's a white fence back there now? Now, I'm not sure if the homeowner behind there put that white fence up so they didn't have to see the construction anymore, or they wanted to make sure that Del Taco wasn't going to come back any further. But there's a white fence back there now. Has anybody seen that? Give me a buzz. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Tell me what's on your mind. Or do you have anything to add to any of these businesses that we're talking about here? Certainly, a lot of changes going on in Marion. You know, it's also interesting because this is the last Friday night before Marion City Schools goes back to school. I believe they go back on a staggered schedule on Monday and Tuesday of next week. I'm not sure how that goes, but certainly a lot of talk about Marion City Schools. With, you know, we've had all the stories from the superintendent resigning to the assistant superintendent resigning, to the school board president resigning, and this is all within this year. And now today, the page of the Marion Star was basically all devoted to Demetrius Ross, who was the head football coach of the Marion Harding football team, resigning 8 days before the start of the football season. 8 days before. That is really unprecedented, and they pretty well say that in the article, that it's an unprecedented event. So, there you go. 740-751-4038. Do you have any thoughts on this? The school thing is never ending, to be honest with you. I don't think we're ever going to get... I don't know if we'll ever get the real story on why they resigned 8 days before the season started. I mean, nothing wrong with somebody resigning or going on to a new position, but 8 days before the start of the season? That's a little peculiar, I think, in a lot of people's minds that would happen. But who knows? Maybe it's all on the level. 740-751-4038. Phone lines are open. I think the guest host might be arriving. I think he is. Have you been listening on the way in?
Yes.
Well, how's it sound?
It sounds like you.
Well, that's all you need. And we're broadcasting remotely. Can you believe that? And you brought food, so I'm extra excited to see you.
I'm sure you are. That's why
that's why I wanted you here. Grub. Grub for this Friday night. Mike Wilson is the guest host here tonight on the Friday Night Live program here. Now, what do you make of all the changes going on here? I'll let you get mic'd up here. The pink mic chair is there. But a lot of changes going on here in the Marion area. And I would say pretty much for the good. I don't see anything bad there. It all seems very positive.
Well, it sounds like some of them are from the state of the economy. But, sounds like some of them are very good, positive changes.
Well, I think we need positive changes because we certainly don't need negative changes. Now, if you're out there listening, make sure that you can hear Mike and I okay, because heaven knows we want to be heard, and I think we're coming through. Whoa.
Whoa.
Got a little feedback there.
Yes, we did.
I'll turn that down. Okay, I think you're good now.
Okay.
There you go. As long as you're going up in the levels, that's all we need. You know, these technical equipment devices can throw you from time to time.
Yeah, they can. This is different from what we have back in the studio.
It is a little different, but, you know, it sounds the same. So
yes.
It's kind of nice. That's all you need. 740-751-4038. Did you hear that somebody is calling the FCC on our behalf? I thought that was nice.
Yeah, I heard you say that just a little bit ago.
That's all you need, is somebody to call on your behalf. So you were having a little trouble tonight with the grass.
Yes.
You were mowing the grass.
Yes.
And what happened?
It's, where I am over by Johnsville, it's just so wet and so heavy, I finally gave up. I can't keep up on it this year because we're getting so much rain.
What is that about? Well, what is the rain about? I keep saying that we're getting too much rain.
Well, you know, we can't change it.
No, we can't change it, but it's a rainy, gloomy summer. And it's hard to say that on a day like today when it's kind of nice out, but it really has been gloomy and rainy. July was almost totally gloomy and rainy, and August has started out gloomy and rainy.
Well, maybe from here on out, we'll have nice weather.
Well, let's hope. Let's hope. I like a good fall. I see, I like fall better than I like summer.
Oh, I have a lot of falls now at my age.
Do you?
Yeah.
Yeah. That's tonight out in the grass. Did you fall down out in the grass tonight?
No, I didn't, but yeah.
Well, no, it's very difficult if you don't. Today we had a Family Feud question, the things you do once a week. And somebody said mow the lawn, and that's probably right. You should probably do that once a week.
Well, it depends on the weather. I mean, if it's really dry and the grass isn't growing, you might not get it once a week.
But we haven't had that problem this year, that's for sure.
No, most years we do, though, this time of year.
Well, again, if you're out there listening, hope you can hear us okay. If you can, give us a buzz. Let us know how it sounds.
If you can hear us, give us a buzz.
Yeah, we definitely. If you can hear us, I don't know that you're going to give us a buzz.
Oh,
they okay. Can't hear what we're saying.
Okay.
Well, we're trying avidly to put on a real high class show here tonight. 740-751-4038.
You invited me.
Well, you got to be high class. 740-751-4038. Give me a buzz and let us know if we're sounding okay through the auspices of your radio or your listening device, your cell phone, your tablet, however you're listening tonight. I bet a lot of people tonight are sitting out on the porch enjoying themselves.
I bet they are. You want high class? Should I go get some tea and crumpets?
Tea and crumpets. That was an answer this morning on our trivia question.
Oh.
Go ahead, caller.
So where's Angie at tonight?
Angie's at a soccer game tonight. I think she'll be back next week.
What, 3 weeks? She's been a party pooper.
Is this the third week? I know she was gone last week at a soccer game. Was she gone for 3 weeks?
Yeah.
But she might have been sick the week before. You're right. I think she might have been. Yeah, she'll be back.
Where they had that Field of Dreams game?
Did the Cubs win that?
I'm not sure. They had a hologram of Harry Carey singing "Take Me Out to the Ballpark."
I wish I'd have been there.
That's cool.
I love Harry Carey. Can you hear Mike okay?
Yeah.
Oh, good.
Oh, I'm sorry.
No, I wanted to make sure because we want to hear you. Now, did you like the movie Field of Dreams?
Not really.
No, see, I don't think that's the greatest baseball movie ever made. I think 42 is the best baseball movie ever made.
Yeah, it's better. I mean, that movie wasn't bad, but you know, they all coming out of the cornfield, you know, it's a little cheesy, I think.
But a little corny.
Now, why do they have to be in the cornfield?
I don't remember.
Well, all those old baseball players was coming out of the cornfield, and they play the game. I don't know what was up with them coming out of the cornfield or what, but...
Did the old players play the game?
Yeah.
Oh, they did? Why
they,
did...
Leota just died. He was in there. I think he played Shoeless somebody.
Well, that's a shame that I missed that. I wonder if it was broadcast anywhere.
I seen it on news programs this morning.
Now, how did they end up with the Reds and the Cubs? Do you know that?
No, I don't know that.
I'm not sure either. But I think it's interesting. So, hope. I think it's a nice thing. My two favorite baseball teams were involved in it.
I wonder if that lady's going to get a hold of them up there.
I don't know. She seemed pretty fervent this morning that she was going to call the FCC, and she gave the phone number and the address and said she was going to call the newspaper. I don't know.
But when she gets a hold of them, I just hope she can get to the point of what she wants to say, you know what I'm saying?
Well, hopefully. You know, I think she wants to start a letter-writing campaign, so if people get on the bandwagon and do it, that'll be nice.
I don't see why they haven't, you know, been through this before. They've had been through this before. There's other stations that can't afford that much for an attorney.
Well, you would think. It's an odd situation, to be honest. I really don't know how it got to that point, but It's an interesting situation.
Yeah, I wrote the phone number down. I might call Monday.
Oh, okay. Well, we appreciate that. Thanks.
Yep.
Bye-bye. See, we've got devoted listeners, Mike.
Yes, we do.
That's all you need.
Well, where else can you get this type of radio in this area?
Nowhere. Nowhere. That's what I was saying today. Feedback like that doesn't happen on any other radio station either. Only this radio station. 740-751-4038. No, I was saying this morning that, I mean, other stations do similar things to what we do, but I don't think anybody does exactly what we... Local weather, local obituaries, the local talk shows have their own flair, you know, we don't really pander to anything.
That's true.
You're not very talkative. Did that grass wear you out?
It did. I'm worn out, yes.
Oh, my word. This could be a long program, folks. It's one of those nights here on WWGH. Did you hear I got the zucchini bread today?
Yes, I saw that on Facebook.
Yeah, it was very good.
Was it?
Oh, my.
You ate the whole loaf.
Well, I haven't ate the whole loaf yet.
Okay.
I'll get there, though.
Okay.
Because you have to eat it quick before it'll spoil.
That's true. Yeah. With the humidity and so on, it molds pretty quickly.
Well, that's the devotion of our listeners again.
Mm-hmm.
Now, that never happened to you when you did things in radio, did it?
No.
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 No. I feel bad. I feel like I've rubbed it in your face now. I feel bad.
You know, I'd be happier if somebody brought me a fruitcake.
Oh, I wouldn't. You know, we have people who eat those things.
Oh, I love it.
I believe that their taste buds have to be shot.
And Charlie recommended Claxton, and you know what? Claxton's got the best fruitcakes.
You know, that's like riding a race with broken legs. It's horrible. They're horrible. It doesn't matter who makes them.
Come on, Scott.
Oh, I can't. I
bet you've never even tasted a fruitcake.
Oh, I've had a piece.
Okay.
That's all you need.
Okay.
One piece. But no, it's horrible. We throw them at this station at Christmas time.
Well, throw them my way.
Adam about killed somebody last year throwing a fruit. You weren't at the fruitcake toss, were you?
I wasn't there, no.
No, maybe somebody will enter you this year.
You never know.
And I'm telling you, he bragged for weeks and weeks and weeks, and then he got up, and he said he was going to the gym, and he was going to put everybody to shame, and he got up there to throw this fruitcake, and I'm telling you, it was supposed to go north, and it went west, and I don't know where he was aiming. Somewhere over on Pearl Street, about Cold Cock Santa.
Oh,
Christmas
wow.
Was about ruined.
Oh, wow.
And there were a lot of people there to witness that. It was quite an event.
Maybe we can come up with a catapult and catapult him.
I just don't know how he got so far. It's a toss. It's an underhanded toss.
Oh, okay, okay.
That's why you call it the fruitcake toss.
Thus the name. I understand now. Yes.
It was a very long process to come up with that competition. Phone lines are open if you have any questions or anything you'd like to contribute to tonight's program. Are you trying to cause problems? 740-751-4038. We don't need any more problems than we've already got here right now.
Oh. Just adding a little variety to our show.
No, you were at farm days last week, right?
You know what I got to do?
What'd you do?
I got to judge pies.
Oh, how'd that go?
Morrow County's got some of the best pie bakers ever.
Well, how many pies were in the pie bake-off?
Actually, there were only 12.
Well, that's not very many.
That's not very many.
So you had to, like, 12 bites of pie, or what did you do there?
There were three judges, and each of us took a small sliver of a pie, wrote down our evaluation of it, went to the next pie, another small sliver, and so on, till we got through them.
Your evaluation?
Yeah.
What was that?
Well, you had to check and see if the crust was done, if the filling seemed to be baked as it should be, and the flavor and texture, you know, things like that.
So, like, what did you do? Was it like a number thing? Was it a point system?
It was not a point system. It was like you just discussed it between three of you and wrote down what you thought. And then at the end, the three of us voted on first, second, and third place.
It sounds like there could be some fixing in that competition.
Well, they were very careful about that. They hid us judges into a room where we couldn't see who entered what pies.
So you don't know what pies were what?
No, we have no idea who entered each pie.
What kind of pie won?
Let's see. I think that it was an apple pie.
Dutch apple?
It was not Dutch apple.
Apple with crumbles
Dutch
on it?
Crumble, I think.
Dutch crumble?
Yeah, and one of the best pies was a three berry pie.
But it did win.
It was third place.
Third place.
Yeah.
What kind of berries were in the three berry pie?
There was raspberry, blackberry, and blueberries.
Oh, that's a
good combination.
But you said no.
Well,
this can't be the winner.
Well, we didn't make it the winner.
The Dutch apple crumble was the winner.
Yeah, and I can't remember the one in between what it was. I think it was a peach.
See, but I don't mean to knock this contest, but it sounds like there could be some fixing going on.
Now, how could there be fixing if
we didn't know
who brought what pie?
Because you guys should things like I've done a chili cook-off before.
Okay.
And what you would do is the judges never got together and confabbed. You would just taste the chili and you'd do like 1 to 10. And then
okay.
the points would be added
that's
up.
That's a different way of doing it, yeah.
But you judges could be over there on the side kind of saying, well, let's put this one out there, number one. What did they get? What did the winner get?
You know, I don't know, because it started raining so hard, and I just went home. I didn't...
You'd had enough.
Yeah.
Did you milk a cow?
No, I didn't milk a cow. They did have a cow milking for kids, but no.
No. I'm surprised we haven't heard from your friend, Mr. Lepp, tonight.
Oh, yeah.
He usually calls in on the Friday night show, and when he heard you were here, I assumed he'd be calling in to sing to you.
Oh, yes.
He's still highly depressed over the death of Olivia Newton-John.
I think so.
Yeah, he's in mourning.
Yeah, well.
Deep mourning.
Have you ever been mellow? Apparently he is.
I never knew she was that big of an icon until she died.
Oh, she was very, very popular.
Well, she was.
For many, many years.
Yeah, but I didn't know it was, I did not realize that she had one of the biggest songs of the 1980s.
Yeah, 70s and 80s, I think, were her best years.
Well, she had Grease.
Sure.
And then she had Let's Get Physical.
Sure.
And other than that, I don't really know.
Yeah. I can't fill them in right now. Myself.
And apparently Anne Heche has died now.
Who?
Well, apparently she was not on your radar.
I guess not.
She was a movie star.
Oh.
She was Ellen DeGeneres' girlfriend at one point.
Oh.
But it had a horrible car accident a week ago today, and today they pronounced her dead. Horrible. 53 years old.
I have not heard that.
Very sad.
Yes, it's sad.
A lot of people have died recently. I don't know what's going on.
Well, the main cause for that is the heart stopping.
Well, not with everybody. Sometimes it's the brain.
Well,
the brain goes.
Some folks go on with their brain not working, but yeah.
Does anybody know about Anne Heche's passing? I mean, it's just horrible. And I hate that term, passed away, but I say it sometimes because when you say dead, it bothers people for some reason. They get a little
that seems to be the
worried
case. Yeah,
for some
yeah.
reason.
Yeah.
I don't know why.
Yeah, well.
Dead is dead.
Dead is dead.
You'll be dead one day? I mean, it happens.
Well, you know, unless you're Keith Richards.
I don't know. He's looking pretty close to it. I don't know how many more steps he's got to go. It's looking a little rough there.
He taught Willie Nelson in his younger days, so, you know.
Willie Nelson is 89 years old. 89. And we sent people to that concert last week, and they said it was a good concert. Is there anybody listening who was down at the Willie concert last Friday who wants to call in and give an update to Mike? Mike helped give away those tickets, but I don't think he ever got to hear the reviews from the Willie concert.
Come on, let's make the phone ring.
740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Any reviews from the Willie concert? Now, I did hear back from one of the listeners that there was some clouds of smoke going around at the Willie concert.
And that surprises you?
Well, no, it doesn't surprise me, but, you know, that's... But isn't that illegal in Ohio?
I'm not sure where we stand on that right now.
Well, I thought it was illegal, but I mean, you can get it at the dispensaries with a license prescription. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, maybe these people were using it for medicinal purposes.
Is Willie Nelson medicinal?
Well, it could be.
Well, do we know?
We don't know.
Because I mean, what wouldn't it have been awful if the feds had rushed Willie Nelson's bus and cuffed him? I mean, what a thing that would have been at the Ohio State Fair.
Well, that's true. That's true.
We wouldn't want anything like that. That'd bring down the whole event. It's just like when they had the Beef Expo, and DeWine and Blystone got into it down at the Beef Expo. And DeWine said he was going to kick Blystone's rear end. Jeez.
They had a beef with each other.
They settled it.
Okay.
I've never been to the Beef Expo, and I should have went, because apparently it turned into a news story.
Okay.
Did you ever?
I'm sorry, I'm not too talkative tonight.
I'll tell you what, people got more out of Ed McMahon than I'm getting tonight. It's kind of like co-hosts.
Here's Johnny.
I interviewed Ed McMahon.
Yeah, you did.
A couple times.
You did.
No, you did not know that.
I did know that.
How'd you know that?
Because you just told me.
Right, but you didn't know that. But you said it like you had known it from a past experience.
I think I remember you mentioning that someplace along the line.
I introduced myself as the guy who interviewed Ed McMahon.
Okay.
Yeah. I liked him. Interviewed him a couple times.
Yeah, cool.
I feel important because I've interviewed Ed McMahon, who was Johnny Carson's announcer. I've interviewed Alan Coulter, who was David Letterman's announcer.
Oh, okay.
And I interviewed Hugh Downs, who was Jack Parr's announcer.
Okay, yeah.
So I feel like I got them all, because they're all gone now.
You know.
They've all departed. Hugh Downs, Ed McMahon, and Alan Coulter, they're all gone now.
Yes, they've all passed away.
Passed away.
Yes.
Yeah, not died.
Yes, they passed away.
They passed away.
They passed on.
They passed on. You know, what does that... They passed on. Where did that... Does anybody know where that terminology came from, passed on?
Yeah, if you do, give us a call. What's the number again?
740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. The second hour will pick up, because I bet people are outside right now enjoying the weather. We get them when it gets dark.
Well, that makes sense.
Yeah, that's how it works.
Yeah.
You know, last week we were talking about old businesses in Marion. Now, what's an old business that sticks out in your mind?
Smith's Cardinal Market.
I interviewed Bob Smith.
I know you did.
See, you did not know that I interviewed Bob Smith.
I did know that.
No, you keep saying
that.
We
have talked about that before. Bob Smith's wife was my dad's cousin, Alice.
What does that mean? Bob Smith's wife.
Alice Smith was a Wilson.
Was a Wilson. Was your dad's. So you have no relation, though, to Bob Smith?
No, not to Bob. No.
Okay. No. Well, I'm glad we brought that up then. At least we're making connections.
Yes.
I like good old Bob. Bob, why do you keep doing that? Keep that mic in front of your mouth.
Oh, my.
No, I
it's going to be a long night.
No. We're moving along fine. I enjoyed Bob Smith.
Well, he told good stories.
He did tell good stories.
I love the one about the lady with the
turkey.
Yeah, that's... Yeah. He told that on a family get-together once, I remember.
She had a turkey between her legs. Can you imagine?
He went up and bumped her, and it fell out.
Now, why would you put a turkey between your legs if you're going to try to shoplift a turkey between your legs? Can you imagine the people who saw her sticking a turkey up between her legs, what that looked like? I mean, that must have been horrible. What an experience.
Oh, my other thought was, did he put it back on the shelf to sell?
Bob was a thrifty guy. I'm sure he didn't let it go. Just picked it up off aisle three and put it right back in the freezer over there. Had a few dents in it. How do you walk with a turkey between your legs?
Kind of waddle.
Something must have been up with her. Oh, Bob bumped her in there. The turkey fell out.
Oh, yeah, that was a good story.
Yeah, gotta love Bob Smith. I loved him. 740-751-403. Is there an old Marion business that sticks out in your mind? You know, we love talking. You know, the ones that always come up are the Isley Shop, and then we always talk about, what's the other one? L&K.
Oh, yeah. Yes.
But there's still a dispute on the L&K, because there was an L&K down where Denny's is.
Mm-hmm.
There was an L&K where the Travel Lodge is.
Well, there was an L&K over across from the old Smith Clinic.
The Towers.
No, across from the Smith Clinic. On that corner where, what is it, One Delex or something, I think.
Oh, the Delex One
building.
Yeah,
Delex One, yeah.
Oh, that used to be L&K.
I do believe there was an L&K there.
But what was it, Frank's or Rich's? I always forget the name. There was a pancake house, a breakfast place. That was down there by the Towers. I think it's where CVS is now, over there.
I don't remember that.
Oh, I always bring this up, and I always forget the name. It's, what was it? Rich's? Or does anybody remember what the place was called? The breakfast joint down there where CVS is now, down by the Towers? Ross's. It was Ross's.
Okay.
You remember Ross's?
No, but that on that same spot for a long time was a grocery store.
Oh, what was it called?
I don't remember.
Well, here, we're getting a call. Somebody to help
us
out.
See what's going on.
Yeah, let's see what's going on. Go ahead, caller.
Yeah, where Deluxe One is, that used to be a Holiday Inn.
Ah,
okay. I was wrong. Okay.
And there were the, I don't know if it's an Acura or whatever, you know, beside the Honda. That was L&K.
Okay.
L&K was right beside the Holiday Inn.
Now, when you went into the L&K, what did you order? What was popular?
We got the bucket of fish a lot of times, bucket of perch. I remember that.
Now, do you remember Ross's?
Yeah.
Yeah, now Ross's was, it's where the CVS was, isn't it?
Right.
Yeah. Now, that was...
It used to be a Big Boy, too.
Oh, that was a Frisch's at one point?
Yeah.
Oh, I did not know
that. I remember that.
Well, now, what did you... At Ross's was pancakes, right? It was a breakfast house.
I don't remember what we got there.
Are you enjoying the show tonight?
Yeah. Kind of miss Angie, but...
There was a little doubt in the voice there.
Well, I'll try to talk a little higher. How's that?
Yeah. Oh, made you laugh.
We try,
Mike does a good job.
Oh, well,
thank you.
Now, don't inflate the ego.
Yep, scoot over there, Scott.
Never be able to make it through the 2 hours.
I didn't necessarily care for Adam and Simon.
Oh, you didn't like Adam and Feynman together?
Yeah, this week together.
Now, you were a big fan of Glenn and Feynman.
Yeah.
I didn't hear it. What was wrong with Adam and Feynman?
I don't know. He just didn't seem to ask the questions that Glenn did, and I don't know, back and forth between them.
They were arguing?
It might get better next time.
What, were they arguing?
No. He's talked about wearing masks and stuff like that. One time, I don't know whether he said that they weren't going to talk about wearing masks or something like that, but that's all you need to do is get him on that mask thing.
Oh yeah, Adam's very anti-mask.
I tell you, we've had more shows on this station about masks than I think we hit the quota somewhere along the line. Mm-hmm. Oh, well, I'm sorry to hear you. Hopefully he and Feynman can get... How'd you like Linda? Did you listen to Linda?
I listened to her a little bit with you.
Yeah, she's good, okay. Don't you? I like Linda.
But when she has a show on and is devoted more towards religious programming, yes. You know, I'm not going to listen that much.
Well, I don't think her shows this week were that much. I mean, they were talking about, I think, people coming back from illnesses was pretty well the thrust of her show this week.
I didn't hear on Wednesday, so I don't know.
Did you listen on Thursday when she was on?
No.
Yeah, you'll have to catch her show. It's a good show.
Yeah, what? Just wanted to tell you that's where the L&K was at.
Well, I appreciate it. Thank you.
Yep.
Ludwig and Kibbe.
Yes, I knew there were two names. I couldn't remember what they were.
I just nailed it there
for
you.
Yes, there you go.
740-751-4038. We're here, 48 minutes past the hour. Mike Wilson sitting in tonight for Angie. She's at a soccer game. No more soccer games on Friday nights because of the football season starting next week. And boy, did we get a controversy today when it came to football with the Harding football coach resigning.
Oh, yeah.
1 week prior to the season. Now, what do you make of that, Mike?
I'm sure there's something behind it, and I'm sure that, Scott, you will find out what that is.
I certainly will, because I'm nosy that way.
Well, you're just a good investigative reporter.
Well, I try. Me and Geraldo. Go ahead, caller.
Good evening, Scott.
Hey, Phyllis, how are you?
I'm good. I'm sitting on the porch listening to the radio and enjoying your program.
Oh, good. Now is it as good as it normally is? Because Mike's not, like, causing the average to go down, is he?
Yeah, I think he's funny.
Oh, good, good. That's all we need. It took him a while to get warmed up.
Well, yeah. I wanted to tell you where Ross's and Frisch's and those used to be. Oh. The last restaurant that was in there was Lee Garden.
Oh, yes, yes.
They had the best food. And then they tore it down and built that CVS.
Yeah, you know, I miss a restaurant over there. That's right over by the radio station, and it would be nice if we had a restaurant right up the road.
Now, yeah, you wouldn't have to go far.
I know.
Do you remember the BBF?
Yes.
Then later it became Bordenberger.
I'm old.
Well, I remember that. And right across from there, where Wendy's now sits, there was a restaurant in the 70s called Jacques. And there was a gigantic.
I don't remember that.
There was a gigantic statue out there of a French waiter, and I would remember when we'd drive by there with the car. My sister and I'd be in the back seat, and we'd huddle down because the giant was going to get us. But that statue is up at Lake Erie now.
Oh,
yeah, you can still see it up there. It's right beside a gas station.
Really? Well, Scott, I want you to make sure you give Angie and Jeannie their bread.
I will. I got it for them. Thanks, Phyllis.
Hey, I want to tell you one thing. You can freeze that.
Oh, okay.
Put it in a Ziploc bag and stick it in the freezer. I keep it for a year at a time, and it tastes just like I made it.
Oh, I'll have to do that. I appreciate it. It smelled, when I opened it up today, oh, man, the smell, it smelled so good.
I got up at 6 o'clock this morning and made 3 batches.
Oh.
Before I had to go get my hair done. So, yeah, I'm a busy woman for being an old woman.
you stay busy, but I appreciate it, Phyllis.
Okay, Scott. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Mm-hmm, bye-bye.
Well, that is our number one cook right there.
Yeah, she keeps you in food, that's
Thank
for sure.
Thank goodness. Somebody's got to.
But knowing you, that probably won't make it to the freezer.
Now, what does that mean?
You will probably have it eaten before.
Well, when have you ever seen me eat?
Oh, Scott.
Oh, my. Now, I've seen you put away some grub. What are you doing over there?
Well, it's not me.
They're not going to like you if you keep this up. 740-751-4038.
I'll give us back
a buzz. Now, I miss Arthur Treacher's.
You know, Arthur Treacher's, I worked in town. Oh, go ahead and get that caller.
Are you trying to tell me what to do? Why don't you hit the button?
Well, I don't know where the button is.
Hit the white button right there.
A white button.
Yeah, and
okay.
say, caller, are you there? Go ahead.
Caller, are you there? Well, my first try.
You're a professional. Go ahead, caller.
Hello, Scott.
Hey, Ralph, how you doing?
Good. You probably ain't got anybody out there. They're all watching the ball games tonight. Cincinnati is playing and Cleveland's playing.
I know. We're up against the games tonight in a beautiful, beautiful weather night.
Yeah, I was going to also say out there where Lee was talking about was also the Harding Motor Lodge at one time.
Yep, that's true. That used to be a very popular place.
Yeah.
You know, what happened to Delaware Avenue and all the restaurants? It's all fast food now.
Yeah, I know. It's just like everything folded up when they went.
I know, and it's unfortunate. I mean, they still got, what's the I always want to say mi jalapeno, but it's not. El Campesino, yes. But that's about it.
Yeah. I was going to ask you, do you see where that new Rock and Wing truck place started here?
No, where's that at?
It's out here. You know where Logan Tire is?
Yeah.
They're going to build behind there, back this way up on 309, behind Logan Tire.
Okay, close to the credit union there.
Yeah, well, it's in between the credit union and Logan Tire, but you cross over Nile Street there and go on down about midways, and it's called DB's Rock and Wing Truck, and it says now open, and they got kind of a bus set up right now. It's kind of like a yellow bus, and then they have they do catering, and they said they have a regular menu.
Ah, well,
and they got a sign there that says coming soon, so evidently they're going to build right there.
Well, that's good. Now, have you had a chance to make it out to the barbecue and ice cream place yet?
No, I haven't been out there. Well, we had an appointment the other night in Maryville, and we went by, and there's about six cars there. So,
what's good they're getting something?
Looking for a menu and stuff, but it looks like what they've done, they put their menu up in between where they raise them things up, and when you close them, it covers it up, and you can't see what they are unless you walk up to the window or something and order.
Oh, they'll have to fix that.
Yeah, but the last time after you guys was talking, I went back out that time, and it was still, that week was closed, and then I come back out, then we had to go to Marysville, and then I seen that.
Yeah, I'm surprised they got open this year, but it's a good thing they got open, because I don't think they're going to be open very long with the weather.
Yeah, well, you know, that other place out there behind the mall, the racing parts.
Oh, yeah, Hauser Racing?
Yeah, it was all lit up inside, and there's about 20 cars parked out there and a lot in front of it. So
really?
They must be doing something there.
Well, and that's a local business, too. I forget where the original headquarters was, but I was in it once, and I cannot remember where exactly it was located, but I know the Hauser family. They're all very good people.
Yeah, and then I went over to Sears and talked to a guy, and he said that they were doing collapsed walls and stuff and fixing everything up and putting alarm systems in, and it was supposed to be a commercial storage place.
But temperature controlled, was that the idea?
He just said commercial storage, all he said.
Now, did he know anything about the speedway moving across the street?
I didn't mean to think about that, but I keep going by certified, and I can't catch anybody up there, but they did level that off and cover it all up real nice and smooth now. They really worked that out, so they're getting in every time I go by there. There's nobody around.
Yeah, I'm interested to see what happens with that certified. I think they would do something before winter if somebody purchased it, but I don't think they have yet.
Yeah, I don't know, but I've never seen anybody there, so we go out most of the time, about every day we have to go out that way. So
yeah, well, hopefully.
I wanted to fill you in on that, you know, that wing truck and everything that started here. So
yeah, I appreciate
that. They say you can find them on Facebook.
So it's BB's Wings, you say.
Yeah, it's BB's Rockin' Wings, and they say it's you can find them on Facebook for the full menu.
It's out there behind Logan Tire.
Yeah, behind Logan Tire.
Hey,
it'd be 896 Kenton Avenue.
Oh, perfect. Thanks, Ralph.
Uh-huh.
Bye-bye.
Mate.
See, that's our listeners again. We get the information. You'll be out at BB's Rockin' Wing Truck, won't you, on Kenton Avenue?
At some point, I'm sure I will. Got to try it out.
What is wrong with your coughing up? Do you have a disease? I'm sitting too close to you for that.
I don't know. I just want to cough like crazy. Maybe it's from the mowing, and maybe it's allergies. I don't know.
740-751-4038. Give us a buzz. 57 minutes past the hour on this beautiful 68-degree clear getaway Friday night, August the 12th, 2022. And I really call this a getaway Friday because it's school. School starts on Monday for Marion City Schools.
You know, we wait until after the fair over in Marlton.
I cannot believe that it's starting so early, middle of the month of August.
It's
didn't used to start
early.
That early. I'd like to get him back in now. 740-751-4038. I know Mike's going to chow down here during the break. I've had to stare at this food for 45 minutes.
Well, that's okay.
Now, what are some of the other places from Marion Pass that you remember?
Oh, talking about Arthur Treacher's, I worked over in Bellefontaine Avenue for a company there, and Arthur Treacher's made the best bologna sandwich of all things.
Oh, I thought they were known for fish and chips.
They were, but they also made a bologna sandwich. And there was an older lady that worked in there, and I went in there one day to get a sandwich. They always knew it was me because I called ahead. And she said, well, that's probably your last sandwich you get here. They're going to tear this down and put a Taco Bell in this place.
I don't think they did, though.
There is a Taco Bell
there. No, I think you're wrong. I think Arthur Treacher's is where that cash place is.
No, Arthur Treacher's.
You know what? Do you remember when you walked into Arthur Treacher's, what was on your right?
I don't remember.
A big painted portrait of Arthur Treacher
himself.
Oh, that's
right. Yes, yes, yes.
What happened to that?
Well, I don't know.
I would like to have that.
Okay.
We'd hang that at the radio station.
Most people today have no idea who Arthur Treacher was.
No, but he just looked very dignified.
He did. And he was usually played like a butler or that type of...
He was Merv Griffin's sidekick.
Yes, also, yes.
Now, I also wonder what happened to those big pants from the depot. I've always said those should be at the Historical Society.
Yeah.
And how they didn't end up there, I don't know how. Where are the big pants? That's a mystery. That's like Harding's dog collar.
Well, I wonder what happened to the horse that used to be out on the sign out in front of the depot.
Well, somebody probably stole that, but the big pants...
Maybe they rode off on the horse.
What was the deal behind the big pants? Do you remember what the big pants signified?
That they sold jeans. I don't really remember.
We sell jeans, so here's the big pants on the wall. I don't know. Maybe we ought to put up a reward for the return of the big pants.
That's a good question. Let's try to track those down.
I would like to know what happened to the big pants.
I'd like to see the person that fit in them.
Well, now that's probably, you know, like 50% of this town. Back in those days, it didn't used to be that way. We got to go to break. Mike Wilson and I coming back here in about 15 minutes. Don't you dare switch that dial. It's going
to
get
interesting. You're listening to WWGH Radio 107.1 FM LP, Marion, Ohio.
I'm Charlie Evers, and I'll be on 10 to 12 today. And welcome your phone calls. Today, I'm going to leave it up to all of you to ask questions.
Porky, you know, Marvin there, he doesn't seem to like you very much.
It's all an act. It's not an act. It's a bigger act. I'm going to blow up your act. Don't blow up my act. I